And
Get in the rhythm.
the smell of the smoke. You're sitting still in the earth. It's the bomb. You can't feel it. So I say, it's moving. So I say, I'm moving. Even while you sit there, blood is moving in your veins. When the flow stops, you got to walk.
Amen.
Oh, now they're going to say it. That's why you got to keep it moving. We serve a God that is always on the move. Why is that in the beginning? Don't take my word for it. Turn to Genesis. We're supposed to keep that text because he's not finished. Verse 1, chapter 1 in the beginning. God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God did what? Move. God is always on the move. When the cloud in the desert moved, the people moved. God is a God of movement. God is a God of movement, y'all. He is a rhythmic type of God. Somebody say a rhythm. There is a rhythm in life that we wrestle. And once we find the rhythm of life, you got to get in it. Somebody say, get in the rhythm. Before I started preaching, we had gotten almost in the rhythm. I mean, get in the rhythm, that means get it on one accord. Yeah. Come on, somebody, give me a little beat.
Your entire body.
Yeah. Why? Because of blood. I told you right here, some of you should have gotten married 5 years ago, 10 years ago. Some of you thinking that shouldn't have gotten married until now. Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah. You missed the rhythm. You see, I see somebody, they've been by themselves all their life. That's because they missed the rhythm. They got out of beat. Christ came in the rhythmic beat of creation. The Bible says in the fullness of time. The reason the Bible proclaims to us that when God calls our name, we cannot miss the call of God is because you might not be able to do tomorrow what you can do today. Samuel missed the call of God the first time he was laying there. Bible says that God said, Samuel. He woke up. And then he ran. Look what he ran up. Bible said, God woke him up, but he ran to eat him.
Oh, you missed
that. You missed that. Somebody else called his name. And he didn't go to them, but he went to whom and what he knew.
Amen.
You don't gravitate to what you know, what is recognizable, what is your norm. You've been used to abuse, you want to gravitate toward the abuse. Because why? Abuse is normal to you. So he ran to Eli. Somebody say he ran to Eli.
He ran to Eli.
Eli, here I am. Eli woke up and said, boy, I ain't calling you. Lord have mercy. Bible says he went back and laid down again. All of a sudden, after he went to sleep, he heard another. He said, Samuel. He woke up again. There is somebody calling you. You got to be able to recognize the voice of God. The voice of God speaks to man in the rhythm of life. But you can't hear it if you're not in the rhythm. I'm told that the rabbi would go to the wailing wall and pray. They don't pray like we do. They pray and they run back and forth. Oh, come on, somebody. Can you get a few people in the world so rocking back and forth? I said, Lord have mercy. Let me just say this. To let somebody know that you were alive, would you please move? The rabbi would go to the wedding hall, and while he's praying, he will rock back and forth. I'm going to pray. Come on, somebody. And the reason that he'll rock back and forth is because he's trying to get in tune with God. I told you, God is on the move. Maybe the reason God don't hear you is because you're pressed in. Somebody still moves along, rock back and forth. Yes, they're afraid of God. Why? Have you ever seen the flame on the end of a candle? It doesn't stand still. The candle is moving back and forth because it's immolating our spirit. We are spirit beings. Come on, somebody. It's moving back and forth because it's trying to break the hold of the wind. And so on, somebody gets open-minded high. When you pray, then go back and forth. Go, God, the God is on the move.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Somebody said, get in rhythm.
Get in rhythm.
He called him the second time. He went, he said, here am I. Eli said, boy, I told you I didn't call you. Said, what back? Another time. Lord have mercy. But by then, the Bible says that Eli, which is going to say, you got to wake up. You can't wake up. And first of all, until you get up. First they get up. Stop sleeping. We're talking about that pride. The church has fallen asleep. I ain't gonna go back there. He missed a good sermon. Somebody said, wake up. When she wake up, you gotta get up. He got up. The Bible said that he perceived that God was calling. Well, the Lord was calling. This time when he came to him and gave him some instructions, he said, now you go back a second. Well, you go back this time. Don't get up like you didn't get up. For God is called. Lord have mercy. Y'all, that's my little sermon. I just want to say this. Some of y'all missed the call. Some of you missed being where you were supposed to be. Some of you got there before you were supposed to be. But the good news is, on Friday, the good news is, where the shout is, you might have missed it the first time, the second time. Go back and lay down again. Go back and lay down again. take it as a soul of flesh and continue to get on the moves of God.
All right.
You got to end up with praise. One thing God told me is that you can preach as long as you want, but I ain't ever preach for a sermon. Either you got it or you didn't. Make somebody say that you get it.
Yeah.
You believe the same way that you can't get it. I want you to do something. Go back. Next week, go to that same text. And listen to this. Being different. After you hear the word of God, there has to be a response. The question today is, what are you going to do with it? Are you going to continue to do the same thing? If you continue to do the same thing, you're going to continue to get the same results. If you continue to talk to the same people, you're going to get the same results. So somebody say, I'm going to do something different next week. One of the things I want you to start doing different. You know, my sermons have a challenge. One thing I want you to start doing different to get in the rhythm of life. You have no further than to go to the book called the Bible.
Right.
Look at a man called Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus was in the rhythm of life.
Yeah.
One of the things that Jesus did to start every one of his days is he went to God in prayer. Right. I want you to turn off that TV.
Amen.
I want you to get up in the morning. Stop getting snoozed. This is something that's going to take about 4 hours for you to do because you're so used to getting snoozed. You're so used to going to bed at night. That's why you can't get up in the morning. Why? Because we like entertainment. Or one of our preachers. We love when our show comes on. Some of us, when our sports event comes on, when our team is playing, and we'll just lock in and worship me. God told me to tell you to cut the TV off. Look at I say, cut the TV off tonight.
Yeah.
You're going to cut the TV off tonight and henceforth. And you're going to get up early enough to have some morning devotion with God.
Amen.
Somebody say, get in the rhythm, get in the rhythm, get in the rhythm.
Get in the rhythm.
And the rhythm will take, it takes discipline.
Amen.
Anybody can catch a cold, but catch a good health, it's something you got to do.
That's my path.
You want good health? You got to move. I want somebody. You got to move. You want good health? Why? Because that is the blood of the problem. Some of us have no cardio vascular endurance. Why? Because we don't run. That's something you
have. Amen. Amen.
And for some of us, they just got to get
it. Amen.
Hell of a lot. I'm thinking out here. Yes, you will. Somebody say, get on the move. Try to get in your leash. Survive back. God's got it. Think about that flickering frame that's trying to break the bonds of that witch. It represents our soul. Our soul. Our soul is spirit. You know spirit is always on the move. Somebody say, get in with it.
Get in with it.
You got a hand up for praise.